ओम शांति। When we belong to Baba, whatever we learn is learning for whole life. Not only is for this full life, but this learning also continues in golden age, silver age, and some of it until the end of the cycle. That means knowledge or learning is not just for us adopting to certain principles or living a life kind of lifestyle, but actually it's becoming or forming sanskars or becoming that image. And we have to feel at confluence age that I am complete in that image. That means we have to, in a word, inculcation, applying or integrate is something what we have to constantly do. Because applying or dharana, I am adopting, I am using, and the knowledge into actions. In the same way, silence also is not only experience of when we are sitting and practicing silence. These days we have every hour 1 minute of silence. We have Amrit Vela, then meditation before Murli, evening meditation. It's like so many times we just pause, we stop for a few moments and we go into our original state of being, our original stage. Mind and intellect are two energies within the soul which really makes life move. Without thoughts, without power to discern, or without reasoning, there won't be function in the human life. So within the soul, mind and intellect, they move, they must function, they continuously, you know, it will never happen that it stops. So in other words, silence is not to stop the mind. Even Baba uses word full stop, but that also has deeper meaning than just stopping the mind. It's same like anything which is functioning. There is different kinds of energy, there is electricity, whatever way, but it should continuously function. No? So mind and intellect has connection with our inner conscience. It has connection with consciousness. It has connection with making us live. In other words, what we use the word conscient, that means you are a living being. So we love mind and intellect because they are two very important abilities. We use the word either abilities or faculties of the soul. Because even soul cannot function without mind, without intellect. Because when the thoughts come, then only body will function. So as soul and body, they are together. In the same way, we have to see how we can adopt silence, and that silence becomes our kind of very natural, in the sense of I only think whenever I want to think, as much I want to think. One is to stop, you know, that I shouldn't think. Other is the habit should be think whatever is necessary, as much as necessary. And that practice is very, very useful because why I am thinking about this? Why I am thinking that much? So in other words, you are kind of valuing use of your energy. Like we say, okay, there is electricity, you use electricity, but when you don't need then you turn off, no? Doesn't mean that connection is not there, but you're not using it. So this practice of having, Baba gives us title of also self-sovereignty. That means I know not only to be sovereign or the ruler or the master of sense organs, but also of my inner abilities, mind and intellect. Whenever I want, as much I want, I use them. If I don't, then I'm in silence. Now, in this way, you start seeing that there is the first step which we all experience in ourselves is a that you become very calm. Your mind is calm mind. It just quickly doesn't create a storm or get upset or react, you know. It's very, very important to watch your mind, that how calm it stays, especially when you are in adverse situations. Because if you stay very calm, then your response to that situation will be very clear. It will be coming from your inner strength. But if you lose calmness of the mind, then it's like there is turmoil outside and turmoil inside. So it's like double turmoil, no? So you're dealing with two, who will deal then? If mind is intellect, they are in turmoil. There is turmoil outside. But if you really create this state of mind, that I have to stay calm. Calmness of mind is a very, very beautiful experience. And that's where actually you can be very clear because you are calm. And you will be like a detached observer. Because when you are detached and you're still observing, it's not affecting your mind. So on one side we integrate silence or calmness and action, but on the other side there is also that we are very detached. Because if you are attached, you cannot integrate. It's only when you are detached that you are able to integrate. So calmness of mind, in all situations let me stay very calm. But sometimes there is this fear within calmness, not within calmness, but when you are calm. Am I taking action or am I just sitting back? You'll find this subtle fear always is there that maybe I'm not able to respond, maybe what I should be doing, I'm not doing. So in that we get little, allow our mind to get aggravated. I think most of you must have experienced calmness, right? Yes? Every one of you? Most of you. How many of you? Completely calm. It's very good. And second experience is what I call it as also stillness of mind. This stillness is something which is really when there is total concentration. You are watching even your own mind. That how still. Like when you look at water, if you look in a pond or sometimes, I remember that I have gone to Rishikesh few times, but 2 years ago I had to go. There was some program. So in the evening we went to this bank of river Ganges. And you just sit there. And there is a kind of, the way river flows is a rhythm. It's a little bit sound. But you could just feel that how, even if it's moving, still so still. Very beautiful feelings. And then they have, of course, lot of ashrams around all around the bank. So they have lot of chanting on and it's a very, very, you know, bhakti, devotional kind of atmosphere. But the whole energy from the river Ganges, it's So we thought we will sit for 15 minutes, but we kept sitting there because the weight was flowing, had this feeling of stillness. Baba used this word unshakable, but this is more, because when even for few moments if you are totally still, anyway as Baba's children we are more still than Laukik people, right? In Laukik world people cannot sit still at all. Either their hand will move, their, you know, you can see that their body and is connected deeply with the mind. So. And third important quality actually is what we say as peace. What is quality of peaceful mind? Silence and peace. Silence is when you are kind of in silence, not thinking, but peace is also connected with silence, but it's a different kind of experience. I am a peaceful being. The energy of peace, the quality of peace within the mind. And the fourth important quality is purity of mind. Purity, especially with two qualities, truth and honesty. Because when there is total deep honesty, authenticity, accountability, like you are totally honest, you find from there a purity. And purity has deep connection with silence. Of course, viceless stages, total viceless stage is one thing. But other is, even some of the virtues, like if you have patience, you will be peaceful. But if you do not have patience, then you won't be able to stay peaceful. You won't be able to feel that purity. So, lot of our dharanas are also connected with these four experiences of mind. And as much you can create these different qualities or virtue or state of mind, it becomes a habit, then in a very natural way you are a silent person. A lot of people will comment that this person is very silent person. Silent means in self-respect and no self-trust. Because a silent person will have both qualities, lot of self-respect, but also self-trust. Self-respect and self-trust are very beautiful two qualities. But then, during day, if I want to integrate silence, then we can use many, many different points. Because our silence, the power and the sweetness really comes from, because this silence we are creating is based on knowledge. So let's say first aspect we take that there is practice of soul consciousness which should lead you to silence. If you really deeply, deeply go, practice, I am point of light, I am soul, my innate qualities. You just, as you go in soul consciousness, you start experiencing silence. And silence of soul consciousness. A few days before I was doing something, and suddenly I said, as a soul, I am touching my body. And very different kind of sensation came. I am soul touching my body. So So even when you have connection with the body in soul consciousness, you are connected, soul is in the body, but in soul consciousness, to stay connected with your body. So soul consciousness, deep soul consciousness, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whenever, takes you into experience of silence. Because other word of silence could be that you are merged. Like you feel everything within, but as if it's merging. In the same way, our original home, our original home is of silence. No? So when we think of home, there are two qualities in our home. One is purity, other is silence. That's why Baba says that all souls have to become pure before they return home. So sometimes you can take half an hour or even deeply within, let's say there is a gathering, there is a meeting and it finishes. And people walk away. They're going. So those who have home, they know where they're going. But if that person doesn't have destination, so you will see that he is little bit like, where I am going, what I have to do now. Very deep silence has been acquired. Sometimes we don't feel that or don't kind of emerge that experience, is because we know where we belong to. Having home, this quality of just, I have home, so anything I do after doing where I will go. I will return to my home. So you can also use this few minutes a day while actions. And also not only you have to practice, but see within yourself, since you know where your home is, a big change has happened in you. For me, when I heard first time, because when I came in Gyan, there was nothing like 7 days course. Within 40 minutes, you get full knowledge. Your soul, who is your father, this is your home. This is your inheritance. New age is coming. Make good efforts, you will claim high status. Full knowledge. I still remember. Or maybe 20 minutes. And now let's sit in Baba's remembrance and go home. So I sat and I went home. Because it's my home. This whole feeling of I have a home has cleared and calmed down so many of uncertainties, where, what, what's destination, which sometimes we are not aware, but it has happened to the soul. But to immerse that experience from time to time, like when you are at work, it's 5 o'clock, I have to go home. The feeling, I have to go home. So same is, do we feel few times a day, I have to return home? And as soon as you will think, I have to return home, you just feel that kind of, you know, different experience of silence. In the same way, when we take any quality of Baba, one day you decide that if I am stopping for a minute, or even my awareness will be 4 qualities of Baba. I choose to think of Baba as ocean of love, Baba as ocean of knowledge, any 4. and you go into that experience, deeply into that ocean. Because then the silence which you are experiencing by going into ocean of love. So in silence actually you are becoming that. Like people take sun bath. So what's happening? That sun rays is helping, no, body. So when you just go into silence of Baba as ocean of peace, Baba as ocean of love, in silently you are becoming peaceful, you are becoming loveful. As I said, you shouldn't think silence means not thinking, but silence means that richness you inculcate, becoming that embodiment. Or take, like, I remember 2-3 days before I was giving class here, or I read Murli, and after Murli I start feeling such deep joy of relationship with Baba. Natural, there was so much joy. Baba is my teacher, Baba is my father, Baba is my Sadguru. And there was just joy. There were no, it's not I am remembering, thinking, I have thoughts. No, I just felt there is overall silence but lot of joy. So fullness within our silence. Fullness in the sense of, because soul has to become complete. So if soul has to become complete, then soul has to be embodiment, no? And for being embodiment, when you are experiencing this in silence, different experiences is helping you to become that. Just take any relationship of Baba and just the joy and the happiness. When you are happy, you are very silent, especially joy, deep joy. Baba also says super sensitive joy. So when you are joyful, there is this silence. And same, of course, Baba says, one of the important thing is, I remember that Dadi Gulzar has a very favorite slogan. I haven't heard recently, but because she was our in charge in Delhi, and also whenever we have big programs, plans, we always go to her. She listens. We say, tell Baba, we know that blessings will come. So she always says, she will listen. It's quite a big plan, very intense, and she uses word, it had already happened. It's already done. In Hindi they say, hua hi pada hai. Like this morning slogan was, blessing was, achcha hi hai, achcha hoga. But she will always say, ye to hua hi pada hai, ye to hona hi hai. So in the beginning we used to think that, why can't she say something more, you know? Because we go with so much, like we did this, we had 3 hours of meeting, and she will just say these 2 words. And I know that it took me time, but when I apply now this, it has to happen, it already has happened, it's had to happen. So why I am, whatever kind of, sometimes, some connected anxiety, what will happen, how will happen. But you find that there is deep silence because it has to happen, it will happen. But also one thing is that we know that when there is a thought or idea, those, when they are pure, you are not attached to them. Anything you get attached, anything, is very subtly connected with temporary satisfaction or a desire. But when you know that if it's a pure thought, it's a right thought, and if it's pure and right, it will happen. It's very interesting connection between time and the thought, drama and the thought. We think that we are thinking to make it happen. Sometimes we forget that because it has to happen, that thoughts come in the mind. There was a time that every morning I will walk with Dariji from, courtyard of Madhuban to go to Om Shantivan. And we had this habit to ask Dari, what was your pure thought this morning? So one time she said, I had this feeling, I'm seeing this big gathering and I remember after 2 months she called me. Something we talked, I was in New York. She said, we got it. Somebody is offering us that big land. That time we didn't have Peace Park. That was really only place where as a family we gathered. So we start thinking, is it because it had to come that she had thought? Or is it her thought which is creating this? That means in silence you are also tuned, very tuned. And when you are tuned, then you are, it's like it had to happen, so you thought. And just imagine, you don't have to do anything. Of course we will say it's a pure thought, so it must happen. Or other ways, because it's ordained in drama. So you're getting this thought. So it's a kind of alignment. This deep alignment with the time. Like when Baba says there will be signals from time, there are signals from Baba. There are signals from drama. Who catches signals? One who is in silence. But if you have checked all the time, no? Our mind quickly get confused, quickly get nervous, quickly get fearful, quickly get this. Then it will not be possible, no, to understand, to catch the signals. And those signals are of course very subtle. So as much one start deeply with become image of silence, deep silence, you start finding yourself very much aligned with the time, with the souls, with drama. So you don't see a big gap. So how to stay in the sense of very deeply connected about with drama also in such a way that I can be in silence. Baba uses word three dots, or when Baba says fully stop, drama is fully stop. We have to plan, but will it happen or not? So when we say, if it had happened, it will happen. You don't want to lose your enthusiasm, you don't want to lose your passion, you don't want to lose your aim, because sometimes that could clash, like somebody could just say. So how applying drama whole day also takes you in deep silence. Because you do it, you see it, you hear it, you have a thought, but it's really coming from deep silence. And also it's creating deep silence. So what I actually wanted to emphasize, that applying knowledge should create this stage of silence. There is nothing separately saying, I want to be in silence. But power of silence has to be coming from deep inculcation of knowledge, where we use a lot of words, stability. One is stability, but other is, a lot of people say, somebody call me, and every day, whole day, there are situations people call for. So we have this habit that as soon as somebody calls, it's not a very good situation, we start sending good vibrations and good wishes. So this woman was saying, oh, you know, I'm in a store and this happened and it was not very pleasant situation. So I said, no, stay strong, stay peaceful, it's going to be okay. I just said few words. So next day she said, I was little bit upset. I said, why? She said, but you could have said much more. I said, but instead of saying I'm doing my work, I start sending you a lot of good wishes, and I thought this is the time you need that help than just my words of sympathy and comfort. Because anything we hear, we go into silence. And from silence then you start giving light and might. But if your intellect start going into, then of course when she came, then she told whole story, and I told her that I knew that I will find out from you what happened, or you will tell me. But at that time what was more important, instead of asking you, tell me how happened and who happened, and most of the people will do that. But I immediately felt, what is needed at that time? Let me go in silence, give light and might. So we have to make sure that our silence is coming from deeper aspect of understanding and applying of knowledge. Brahma Baba was image of silence. I remember once, it was a very adverse situation, very adverse, when I say quite a big, and Baba was in his room, and we had to go to get directions from time to time, and he will be just in silence. And through his silence, whenever we came out of his room, there was experience of light and might, and then clarity also, what we should do. So even when it comes to giving light and might, it only comes when your response to every situation is, first you go into silence, you give light and might, you give good wishes. So even if we move further, that when it comes to, you know, in the sense that, as I said, that when you really, really start becoming, your energy is that still energy that's very calm, that's very pure, it's very peaceful. Combination of all these qualities really create real silence. Where you are seeing that something is constantly flowing within you, but its rhythm is very smooth, very quiet. There is no storm, there is no turmoil, there is nothing, no fears, no worry, nothing from the past. So when Dadi Gulzar told us last week, we were sitting and she said, we all have to make 8 hours of yoga. And she was of course giving example that if you... She said, how many times you all drink water, eat food? These days everyone says, oh, 7-8 glasses of water, then few times you eat, then fruit you eat, then maybe sometimes 18, 19, 20 times you do something, feed your body. She says, even those few moments, you can use it in remembrance. And when you use in remembrance, that it gets accumulated. Because she was saying, if you remember in only when you sit, but there is no link, no continuity, And if there are long intervals, long gap. So same is with the silence. You cannot just have a day of silence. That's good because realizations can come and verbally we are silent. But silence has to be practiced and integrated while being in actions by applying these points of knowledge. Like this morning when Baba said, must be this morning, when Baba said, carefree. So when you are carefree, you are in silence. But when you have concern, then over-concern, then worry, whenever you have concern, then mind functions extra. But if you use faith and stay carefree, then you find mind is very quiet. So the richness of silence. I always say to everyone that silence is a very common practice. People have 3 days, 10 days. We have also Peace Village 5 days silence retreat. People come so changed. That's also necessary from time to time to put yourself in few days of silence. But it's more real, more practical if we can integrate silence by using all these different points of knowledge. So that you find that basically your personality, your whole energy, your own self, you feel that I'm a very, very silent person. Otherwise mind chats and we keep talking. It's good, you know, conversations are very healthy, communications are important, but as much necessary, you know. As soon as it's little extra, something useless had been said or commented or... And that's what we notice. I always remember when Baba said that Baba is able to use Dadi Gulzar as medium because she has accumulated a lot of power of mind in the sense of silence. One time there was a situation in Delhi and I asked Dadi, what are you thinking? She said, why should I think about this? This is not subject I need to think. What should I think? Many times like I will say, well, what are you thinking? She said, it's not my subject, I have nothing to do with. But here we have nothing to do with, still we find something. No? Because we have a habit of thinking. If we don't have anything to directly hear there, then we get from somewhere. So keeping busy externally and silent internally, it's a very good combination. That one of the points which recently that he was sharing in small group was very interesting. So there are always certain situations, more work, different things happen. So some souls were describing. And that he said, it's all right, we understand you need help, we understand this is your situation, but why you are tired? How will you find solutions if you are already tired? How will you get help when you are tired? And really that stayed with me so much. Why one gets tired? Because mind keeps thinking, 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 so you're not able to resolve something. As they say, you're not seeing any ray of hope. But Baba always says that there is a situation, it has to improve, something has to happen. Because sometimes when there are situations, circumstances, it's good you talk about it, so you get to review, to find better methods. But we shouldn't see it as the end, no, in the sense of I can't do it. It's impossible, it's difficult. This is not the language, no? That means if you're already tired and you're seeking solutions, it's not going to happen. So engaging ourselves mentally like this is what really makes us tired. So even if we are busy externally, we can be very easy or in silence. And that energy helps us to keep going on. You can do little more, little more, little more. You will always find that I have energy, I can do something more. Because what you had been doing is your routine. If you can get something extra to do, it's useful, isn't it? And it's new. You can invest your energy in many different new ways to know. So this natural rhythm or tuning up or alignment, that's why Brahma Baba for many, many years, anything happen, first thought he will tell us, like we come and give news to Baba. Nothing new. It happened before. Nothing new. How many of us are able to say nothing new? Even if we say intellectually maybe, or just whatever is happening, all these situations, they are just scenes of drama. So this way, becoming embodiment of knowledge creates this very consistent, very beautiful energy where your own abilities, your mind and intellect, both. It's not only mind needs to be in silence. Intellect works so much, no? It works equally like mind, right? So it's not just silence of mind, silence of intellect, but the soul goes into that silence. When soul is in silence deeply with these experiences, then the mind and intellect is working from that silence. So I thought that as we are in Madhuban and we always like to have a lot of silence, like for us, at least for many of us, we don't have time. Honestly, it's only when you're in the room or, you know, that also, by the time you finish your emails, by the time you take phone calls, by the time you meet, it's a very different, it's like you have to be in action all the time. But if I leave Madhuban and say I didn't get anything or I didn't have time for myself, no. So we keep integrating different aspects more attentively, more carefully, so that we feel, yes, there was a lot more deeper silence this time. So that's why I thought that we should practice more and more, make the list of maybe 8-10 points or virtues or whatever. For every morning, just say, today my silence will be based on this experience. So experiencing in silence or experiencing silence, combine it. And then it will become very, very natural. Sister Meera just gave the news that I think most of you know, those who had been coming for many years, that one of the original jewel of Yajna, Vishwaratan Dada. Yeah, how many of you know Vishwaratan Dada? Most of you know. Used to conduct Amrit Vela in history hall. His body was not too well for quite a while. I think he's 90 plus. So at 3 o'clock, he left body. So Dari Janki is coming and we will have special meditation, but especially these are the moments to think of how Dari will definitely share so many beautiful qualities he had. Very beautiful. It's like, what is to be a trustee? So this is what the news, and also everyone tries to drive carefully, but still sometimes we are in rush. So there was also a big accident today, not very far while going. Someone is coming from Shantivan. He's also very brother, old Brahmin, Vilas Bhai. So driver and him, I think they got injured. So they are in hospital. One of the good thing is that at least there is hospital, so you can... One brother was going down and he saw this and he immediately brought them up, got admitted. So choose one or two thought and go into that deep experience. When you go into that deep experience, that's where actually the power, not thinking is not only a power, but experiencing that aspect where deeply within you are actually kind of cancelling so many files. There are so many files within us and they keep coming up in form of thoughts. A lot of people say, how can you do more? I said, by deleting some things. If you don't delete, your computer gives up too, no? So if you don't delete a lot of internal files and say it's too old, cancel it, too old, remove it, too old, forget about it. And secondly, the change of attitude. One is deleting, second is deeply change of attitude also helps you to go into deeper realizations and also silence. So we all will sit in silence and then they said keep aim for every day so that it becomes very natural and our nature. That's what actually we want. Om Shanti.